Welcome to the Bitter Jury Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Westhoff, and this is take two of this introduction because it's a little rusty. I'm back in the saddle now. We've been doing Survivor for a few months, so I am very excited to be back to our roots. I've got the whole gang here with me tonight. Charles, Richard, Sarah, so excited to have you back. It is draft night here for the Bitter Jury Podcast. And before we get started, I didn't really do this timing right, but there we go. A little surprise for everyone. We've got a fifth person drafting with us tonight. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey. I was about to sub in Presley at the last minute, but I'm pumped to be back. Charles, I did not forget my drink, and I've got the UK drink.
Hey.
Lex Vegas, baby.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
All right. Well, now that we have the whole gang here, I can go around the horn and do our introduction. So starting with our surprise guest, welcome to the podcast for his third appearance ever, maybe. Dalton Thieneman, welcome back to the Bitter Jury. How are you? Are you looking forward to another season of Big Brother?
Well, first and foremost, I have to correct the record because the first season of this show, I may have been on four times, but yeah, three is fine. I'm pumped to be back. I missed last season. But as every member of this show may or may not remember, I almost stole last season with the Suri pick because you guys did not choose Suri. So excited to be back. Excited for Big Brother. It's officially summer. Let's get weird.
Well, even more impressive than your default Suri pick was your default FBJ Bowie Jane pick, which still beat out me. You with two picks beat out my entire roster, and which is why I was eating wings last season. So, all right, moving on now to my OG co-host, Charles. Welcome back to the podcast. Back in familiar territory, no longer having to navigate our way through Survivor lore. How are you doing tonight? Are you excited to be back on the Big Brother pod?
I kind of want to save some of this for when we're taking a deeper dive. I'm excited for not the reason you would think. I'll go ahead and say, when we were in our group text and I had said these people look completely messy to me, I'm just going to go and throw it out there. I don't like any of them. So these picks are going to be tough for me. So I am going to be hot all season long. You're going to love, I hope my opinions are wrong about some of these people, but yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, I'd expect nothing less from my favorite co-host, Charles. We love a good back and forth on this podcast, especially you and me. So very looking forward to another season of that. Next on the podcast, my sister, Sarah. Sarah, welcome back. Have you been able to catch a couple of extra naps during the day, getting ready for our live feed binging that's about to begin come Wednesday or Thursday?
Naps? Are you serious?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
If anything, I could not nap. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Big Brother season is my March Madness, hands down. Like, I'm so excited to meet the cast, to get in the house, to see all the crazy shenanigans that they always put us through this season. So I can't wait.
All right. And last but certainly not least, it is our Survivor purist, our reality television guru. It's my friend, Richard Mai. Richard, welcome back to the Big Brother portion of this podcast. How are you doing tonight?
Nice to not have the hosting seat. You're doing great. Enjoy it. I'm going to take my nice break. I'm glad that we're on Big Brother because apparently that's what it takes to get Dalton's wonderful face back on my computer screen. Couldn't do it for Survivor, but, you know, got him for Big Brother. I'm excited, though. I like this cast. I'll oppose Charles, so we'll see how things go tonight.
All right. Well, before we get into the draft itself, a couple of quick things to go over. So I know we discussed pre-pod what we would do with the extra player, the 17th. Now that we have five people drafting, there will be two extra players. I think we'll stick to the same rules. I guess we can vote on the end who we pick as the very last. I guess the mystery guest will be the 17th pick. So if you are the person who loses the first player out of the game, they will be replaced with the 16th pick. And if you are, let's make it 17th pick. And if your player is the second player out of the game, it'll be replaced with the 16th pick. the one not picked, I guess. So besides that, we did not discuss punishments and rewards. I mentioned that we could all sleep on it a couple of nights. And when we do our first official podcast, we can bring some ideas to the table. For those of you who are our loyal listeners, all 10 of you out there, last season we did do a punishment. I was the loser and we did a hot wings challenge, which I found enjoyable, if not a little spicy. We could do that again. So everyone, that's your homework assignment after this draft. Go home, think of some ideas and come back to it. And come back with them on our next recording. But with all of that in mind, I do have a graphic for tonight. So let me share that with everyone. All right. Can you all see that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, and we still have to pick an order. So bear with me. We may have to do a little editing here. Can you all see the browser I've got up there? I'm just going to ask ChatGPT. Everyone, I'm going to assign you a number. Richard, you're 1. Daniel, you're 2. Sarah, you're 3. Charles, you're 4. Dalton, you're 5.
All right. The third person narration.
I don't remember Westoff. What number I was given.
So Daniel, I was like, who? Rangamize.
All right. Sarah, yes. You're 3.
Okay. Rangamize them.
Draft order in 3, 2, 1. I've been using ChatGPT a lot because I've been writing code nonstop. So
are we snaking it or is it just regular?
Everyone's only going to have 3 picks. So let's just do let's do snake. So if you've got the first pick, you'll have first and then you'll and last, right? First.
If you're last,
you'll have the last pick, but.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, but let's snake it.
So that's great.
Sarah, first pick. Charles, second pick. Dalton, third pick.
Hey.
Richard, fourth pick. Me, last pick.
No, the other way around. I got last pick.
Oh, you're right. I have fourth. Crap. All right. I don't like this.
That's not bad. I wanted fourth
pick. I have 2 in my top tier, and I doubt that they fall to me. But we'll see. We'll see what everyone else thinks.
I'm petrified that I lose them, but given the fact that Charles just said he doesn't like anybody on this cast, I'm more hopeful than not.
It's a good point. All right, let's kick this thing off.
I love
off,
this
baby.
Cast, by the way, Charles. I wasn't going to fight you in the intros, but I love this cast. No.
Actually,
I just hope that the people that Charles tolerates most are the people that I hate. So,
and again, like I love the cast because I can already tell it's just going to be good entertainment for me. And you know, entertainment
from
for me
who?
Is me being annoyed. Do what?
From who?
All of them. They are awful. There are
except for Joseph.
There are 3 people that I have
okay.
Selected that
so I've understood heard. That Charles yeah, just wants go. Rotted gut in humans who are just like messy in all the wrong places.
These people are messy.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm excited to see Messi, but I don't feel strongly about anyone winning.
So
Charles, I will say I have 3 people in my pick list. Everybody else, I'm just.
I have 5 people that I need to get 2 of them. Like, I really need it.
Real quick, anyway, before we start, I just want to know the amount of research everyone did. So starting with Sarah, what amount of research did you do coming into this? How what background have you looked into?
I've seen all their bios. I, for the most part, know like what they all do and what they're coming in for. And then I saw Julie's like preview promo of the cast where they kind of like said a bit about themselves. Not much, but enough.
I didn't see the promo, but I have read through the bios. I've ranked them 1 through 16 and, most of them, I have like former player comps. Cause I think that like 17th, like mystery guest, there's a lot of comps from previous seasons, like dating back.
I told Dalton about this episode like 6 hours ago. So he's done some homework. Charles
Dalton does not want to get FBJ'd again.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't just come in and half-ass this. I'm diving in the deep end. Let's go. I said let's get weird. We're gonna get weird.
I love that about you.
Charles and Richard, just real quick, what research did you do?
Charles, I'll let you go first. Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
I know. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I read the bios. I actually watched the video that Richard, I think that's who sent it. So the interviews, I actually went back and watched because I missed a few things because I have sheets of notes. I have reasons why I don't like people. and so I actually have ranked like half of them in order of just basically the ones I can tolerate. And then it just gets to the point where everybody's completely insufferable to me. But no, I have a list here, and hopefully for purposes of punishment that I get someone that I actually.
All right, Richard.
I felt bad seeing Dalton join that I didn't send him the Mike Bloom article that I sent to the other three of you. But then hearing how much research he did, I don't feel as bad anymore. clearly the man knows his shit. So I read all the Mike Bloom typed up bios. I painstakingly watched the 1 hour freaking like super cut. It was 56 minutes. I think.
I only watched
Howard.
And for the cherry on top, I watched the stupid video of them pouring candy into a bowl because to me it shows personality. So I'm reading into this way more than I probably should. But
what I'm getting from this is if Sarah or Richard does well, then it's the candy in the bowl video, and I'll know going forward that how to do my research better. So that's really why I wanted to know, so that if I lose again, I need to know what I'm doing wrong. So I did watch half of that interview as well, like an hour's worth of it. But all right, here we go. First pick on the board, Sarah, who are you taking?
Oh, this is such a hard choice. Because I don't know any of them well enough yet. Not even the first episode. But I will say my first pick last year was second place. So, I'm torn between two people.
Well, we're live on air, so you at least got to talk while you're thinking.
Come on, Phil space here, Sarah. You've been doing this for how many seasons?
I know, but listen, there are two people that I'm kind of between. I mean, there's a ton of people that I'm between, but okay. I am gonna go with Joseph first.
Fuck!
Yes, yes.
He is the only person yes. I absolutely like.
I'm going to go for Joseph because he's from Tampa. It's like 45 minutes down the block. He's a video game store clerk or something like that, but he seemed pretty chill on his video. So maybe he'll give us those vibes. And yeah, there are definitely other people that I like want for sure, but I think I like have to choose him. So,
all right,
so much love, Sarah. So much love to Sarah, but can I, Sarah and Charles? There are two people on this cast that I absolutely hate, and Joseph is one of them.
Oh,
like the way Dalton said that, like he has player comps for Joseph. He just reminded me of the creepy video store dude from Young Sheldon. Like the dude gave me the creeps.
Dude, I've been binging.
I do not like Joseph. See, like I don't like him so much. Like the English language is not coming out of my mouth. Like I don't like this dude. Which West honestly
we loves Young Sheldon too.
Could be a good thing,
Richard.
Good.
Could be a good thing.
Wait, so Sarah, I have to interject here because I would regret this if I didn't.
Yeah, it's all enjoying the train.
Please.
Is it the Charlie Sheen I'm winning bowling shirt, or was it the porn stash? Like I have to like. How did you not reference one of those two in your explanation?
I'm done. Freaking definitely Charlie the Sheen definitely shirt. The mustache for sure.
I had to.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
All right. Sarah's got Joseph. That puts you on the clock, Charles. You've got the second.
Well, I'm done because he, as I've already said, is the only person that I actually enjoyed watching his interview. So now everyone else is just either a pick just because I had to write somebody down. I will say for the record, I do have poker mustache written as part of the reason why I liked him. So, Dalton, that's for you.
Oh, Christ.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to, though, this is a little bit Kind of out in left field for me. This is more of a pick that I think Daniel would go for.
I think I know where you're going.
I feel like I'm going to be shocked.
I think I know where he's going.
Also, I'll see if anyone else picks up on this reference and see if I want to see if anyone remembers this. So this person reminds me of, and this was, gosh, probably 10 years ago or more, but in the Miss Teen USA competition.
Oh, God.
Miss South Carolina, in one of her interview questions, said, "I personally believe that U.S. Americans like maps can read such as maps." She just said a whole bunch of gibberish that didn't make sense. And for that, I am picking Mackenzie.
I knew it. I knew that's where you're going with this.
I don't mind that pick. I don't mind that pick.
She was three on my list. So good call, Charles.
I knew you would like her.
When Charles said it was left field out of for him, I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna be someone pretty.
Yep. I gotta get a hot girl. I gotta get somebody pretty out here. I'm going with Daniel's theory just for this one pick.
Okay, my number one confidence pick is still on the board. So I'm petrified of my two bosses right now. Just the possibility that they're going to steal this from me.
I will say you did clock me a little, Charles, but there's one stereotype I go for before that, and you left both my number one and two picks on the board still. So here we go.
There's other people I thought you would go for, but again, she for me is somewhat tolerable compared to the other ones.
I'm so petrified. Okay.
Hey, Dalton, you're on the clock.
I'm speechless right now. I literally cannot come up with the words because the fact that those two went like first, I thought that they would be second picks, both of those. No big Sarah, Charles. It is what it is, but it's making my pick now like much harder. But I will say this, and it's kind of crazy to say this, but my top five are still on the board. So I'm
So are mine.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with, and this is like such an easy comp, right? Because of his profession and his age. And
I know where you're going with this.
I'm going with K-Dubs, Kenny Kelly, 52-year-old former undercover cop. Obviously, the Derek comps are inevitable. I think he's either going to fizzle out early because people are going to sniff him out with those comps, or he's going to be savvy enough to go deep in the game. So I can't not take him.
That was my four, Dalton.
Your fourth?
That was my fourth.
That's who you were about to pick, or that was your fourth on the board?
No, that was my fourth on my board.
Okay.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot.
I mean, great comparison there to Derek with the undercover cop and all that. I do think he's slightly closer to that like older player range. I think he could be targeted. Now, there is Angela in the house as well. I think she'll be that first goat, like old person. Let's just get them out of the house. And maybe if he gets past that first, eviction or two, he may be able to ride that out. But I guess that puts me in the clock, unless anyone else. Did you have something there, Dalton?
How old was Derek? Was he like late 30s, early 40s?
I think he's in his 40s now. So I think, yeah, he was late
30s. Yeah, he was
late
in his 30s, I think.
He was in his late 30s, yeah. I think.
So
makes sense.
When Dalton said he had player comps, I knew he was taking Kenny. I was like, yep, I need to cross that off my board.
My one and two like could have gone either way. So I'm interested what Westhoff's going to take here.
My number one pick.
Please don't take my number one.
My number one pick is still on the board.
No. Don't pick him.
I was going to say, Charles, you want to guess? Do you know me well enough to know who I'm going with?
Who your number one is?
Yeah.
No.
Is he going to pick goddamn?
I know who it is.
I think I
have two guesses.
I think
just
I know.
Just say it.
Go ahead. You want me to say it or?
Go ahead and say it.
Just say it.
I'm going with Matt.
What?
Yes.
I almost picked him
first. Okay, that's not who I would have said. Yes.
I will say though
that he would have been my number two.
I'm sorry, Matt is giving such pooch vibes. I'm so sorry to pooch, but like Matt gives me such pooch vibes. Like, it's not even funny.
I think you could go far.
So to me, because I watched like an hour of that interview, to me, Matt, like, obviously huge athletic guy. Like, that's the stereotype I'm going for. The Monty, the not Jack, but whatever that D-bag's name was who won it, that was dating Holly.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey. Like, that's the stereotype that wins this game most often. So I was going with that kind of character. Then watching the interviews, he didn't give off that, like, super douchey, I'm all into myself vibe. He came off very, like, more soft-spoken, like, a little more reserved. Like, obviously, he's, like, outgoing enough to be on television. But I think he won't, like, I don't know the right way to put it, peacock the first few days. You know, some of the guys get in there and they like try and like look the hottest and like be the most athletic and like be the center of attention and make all the best friends. Like, I think he can blend in a little bit despite how athletic he is. And I think you do that and you get past those first few evictions and you get some allies. That's who runs this game, is that kind of stereotype. So Matt was my first pick. I had two candidates in that category. Both were still on the board, if that means anything. So with that in mind, I send it to Richard.
What? So I have two Richard picks. Gets next pick.
I have two picks.
I thought I get picked.
Well, Richard hasn't even picked yet.
Hold on. Sarah, do I even get to pick? Or do you just want to leave me with scraps? The bullying of our youth is a huge problem right now. So
Richard, you haven't picked yet?
No. There's five of us. Did you forget?
I thought
there's
I only
now.
Had one more
Thanks,
person
Dolan.
To worry about. Okay.
No, but
I screwed up the order, Sarah.
No,
that's on me.
Let's make it better, Sarah. I have two picks.
That's
now.
What we meant by snake draft is we're now going to go back up.
I'm not happy with this.
So you're going to have two picks in a row, but there's five or six picks from now.
So
what?
You want to trade Joseph, Sarah? I'll take him off.
I think Sarah doesn't know. I just don't think Sarah understands drafting, but okay, we got there. All right.
Trade the Zara Loud.
So five. So top Zara five. Loud? Four.
Until the end. Actually, Daniel's the proprietor of the draft, so I won't.
Four of my top five are still in. So I'm thrilled. Only my number four has gone off the board, and that's Kenny. I said this to Wes off earlier. As some of you, except for Dalton, know, I have a buddy, one of my best friends, who is more crazy about the show than I am. And this season is the third time we had the same number one pick.
No.
And every time we've had the same number one pick, this person won the game. So I'm gonna take Rubina.
Not what I was expecting.
That was our number one. I really liked her. I really
number 12
like liked her.
Number 12.
Easily my least favorite of
I'm
Charles.
So
I think I agree.
So what you're telling Easily. Me is wait, Charles. So what you're telling me is
wait,
I
Daniel, you agree?
I think I do.
Oh my god!
It was her so, Brooklyn
so
that I
so Charles.
Like, most
what you're telling me is I could have left her for the end, and still gotten her.
Oh, 100%.
No.
We're just messing with you, Richard.
I know. But why would you mess with me, Dalton? I already picked her. It's too late. You can't screw me now. There's no backing out of this. No, I liked her energy, liked the personality, liked the understanding for the emphasis of the social game. I know Charles doesn't love this, but let's not like dance around the elephant of the room that like every year we get more and more bitter juries. So emphasis on social game is important. Second person I'm taking is more strategic route. This is more like Corey Wurtenberger type. I'm going to take Quinn.
Interesting.
Quinn was my number two. Really liked Quinn. Good strategic mind. I feel like he might get sussed out as somebody strategic, but if he plays his cards right and aligns with the right people, I don't think he gets sussed out. So that's my two picks, and I will enjoy picking the scraps after you guys are done. So I'm gonna, you know, sit back, relax, and enjoy you guys battling it out as I got my number one and number two picks.
So to me, I like your Quinn pick. He was in my top five or six. I just worry that he could be like, I always worry those first 2-3 weeks when like, if you're an oddball, if you're an outcast, like you'll be.
He's an extreme. He's an extreme to me. Either he goes really early or stays really far. So
I think despite our draft, he'll be the one.
I'm hoping for the latter
time. So I like to.
I just I don't care if they win. I really need them to just make like top five, just so I can at least evade the punishment.
Right.
Like that's all I care about, honestly.
Oh, that puts me back on the board, and I'm at a crossroads. Actually, my number two pick is still available.
Oh no.
I'm questioning whether or not I believe he or she is my number two pick.
You can say he is it. He.
I was writing code for Cracked Rackets while I was listening to the interviews. And as things like impressed
Shout me, up.
I wrote them down and like that's how I made my list. And I can't remember why he impressed me. So do I go with my gut or do I go with my list? I'm gonna go with my list.
Should we vote? Oh no.
No.
I thought you were asking us.
Wait, who? Who?
Because if I went with my gut right now, I think I'd just be doing double up of my first pick. So I don't need two of those stereotypes. So.
No, I was gonna say I would like you to go with your gut because last year your gut put you at his table wings. So if that's going with your gut, I'd like you to go with your gut. Thanks very much.
I mean, I want to explain it, but if I talk about a player, I'm not drafting it. Will that affect anyone else? All right, here's what I'm just going to talk about.
I have a list. I'm not deviating from the list.
So I'm between Neither Cam and Tucker. Cam to me is what my gut says because he's that athletic, outgoing dude. But I think when Speak I was watching gut. The interviews,
take your gut.
He came off to me as that arrogant type that I think will, how I said earlier, peacock the first week and get himself out of the house. So to avoid that scenario, I'm going with Tucker.
Fuck.
Jim Carrey of the group.
I'm not going to lie. I thought Tucker was going to be the one to peacock.
He was my number two on my list. And I trust my list, even though I don't remember exactly what caused me to put it in that order. He went on a lot in the interviews about how he's a cook. So anyone who cooks usually buys themselves an extra week in the house. So I'll take that.
Wow.
All right. How it goes to Dalton, then I'm going to update the graphics. So you're on the clock, Dalton.
Ah, I'm so nervous.
Well, so I will say Tucker was number four on my list. So I hear you there. I'm with Richard. I think he could for sure peacock, but he also has the personality. Again, I didn't watch the promo videos, but just from his look, his job, I don't know. This guy has the personality for sure to go far, but he could also pooch himself, as we've seen in previous seasons.
Pooch actually might hear this, but that's the only Big Brother player who might ever.
I was texting him like earlier tonight, and he definitely wants to come on at some point. Like, so he'll be in the mix. He'll be in the mix. And yeah, we can rip him. He rips himself. So I would tell this or I would say this to his face. I'm going to go with Cam Sullivan. Is it Cam Sullivan Brown?
Cam works.
So the reason, I get the peacocking for sure, but he's going
to
be.
I brought that phrase to the table. We don't have to keep using it.
I know it's a different network. We can't use that.
That's true.
But he's 25. He's like definitely going to be a comp beast. And, you know, Westhoff and I went to SLU where there were a lot of PTs and they are typically wicked smart too. So I think he checks a lot of the boxes. So I am going with Cam. If Kenny, you know, fizzles out, I've got Cam as my number two here. And he was number two on my big board too.
Now that that's locked, Dalton, do you really want the guy that outwardly said, I'm willing to get into a showmance?
Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
He literally said that he's planning on getting into a showmance.
That's even better.
And,
yeah. Even if he loses because of the showmance, I love showmances.
He's going to AmeriCorps his way into the final, like, eight. Like,
so we have to, you know, for our 10 listeners, like Westhoff mentioned earlier, I am not the, you know, Big Brother historian of the bunch. I am not a live feeder. I am here for the drama and the showmances.
And don't like showmances.
If Cam is outwardly saying that, I would have taken him one if I knew that. But he's my number
Shit,
two.
I should have told you
onward
that.
And upward.
I should have told you that 10 minutes ago. I should have told you that 10 minutes ago.
I'm glad you didn't. I like my number one pick because you would have taken Kenny for sure.
All right, that puts you up next, Charles. Who's your second pick?
Yeah, so these next picks are just going to be easy for me because I'm just pulling out of a hat. I'm going with Takor, though. I hope I didn't mispronounce
it. No! Why would you do that?
Strictly because I do like her background and saying that she grew up in low income and had to fight for things. So I definitely think that's going to make her not only a little gritty, but I like what she had to say about, okay, I'll walk around the house in my house robe, but then I'll also be manipulative if I have to be. You all know I like the manipulation of the show, hence why Richard made the bitter jury comment earlier with me. Like, why I was actually going to pick Matt earlier in just, you know, recognizing, like, you all know you're going to the fucking show, so go play and lie, and that's what it is, bitter or not. So, yeah, we're going with Takor. I think she'll make a good run, and hopefully she keeps me from eating hot sauce or whatever we decide to do.
I hope it's just this year we forget the wings. It's just drink the hot sauce.
Oh, fuck no.
My number three is still on the board.
Well, Richard, so I was going to say Takor Charles was my number three.
Takor was my number five. I liked
it. Watch out, Richard. Guess who's next?
All right, Sarah.
I think Sarah's going to take it. I'm at peace with that. I have another one that I'm okay with as well. Go for it, Sarah. Ruin my dreams.
Sarah, tell us. All right, you were worried about whether your favorites would be on the board still. How are we looking?
You have taken a few favorites off the board. Like I did.
Sarah, you have two picks now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm excited.
I know.
So I did like Matt.
She's prepped.
And then I did like Takor, but those were probably the only two that I was considering as picks.
So you like my team.
Okay. Yeah, West House.
Well, we tend to like the same people, I feel like, because we grew up watching this together. We're really strategic. And so, yeah, that's probably why we have similar picks. But my next pick, and thank God he's still on the board. I mean,
I know who you're taking.
I was like, come on. So I'm going to butcher his name. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly yet, but Kimo or Kimo or however you say it.
He's Hawaiian. So I think it's like Kimo, like Kimo Sabi.
I'll learn how to say it correctly.
Even though that's not a Hawaiian phrase. But
he's my pick. I love him. I like to choose people that are going to be
Charles, we have cameras on Charles for this episode.
In Charles. We're only 35 minutes in. Come on.
That was done on purpose because, as you know, when something happens that I don't approve of, I move myself to the darkness.
I like to choose
right behind what's her face for most annoying person ever.
Listen, he
by the way,
be,
Charles did not take
also,
him west off. Sarah
but,
did.
He also might turn into like the class clown. I mean, like everyone might love him. And I like to choose people that are going to be in like different spots in the house and not like all in one alliance. So I think that either he's going to fall in the big alliance or he's going to not be in it at all and he's going to be on the outskirts. So we'll kind of see like where he lands.
Two things. One, Wesoff, Charles did not take Kimo. Sarah did.
Oh.
And sorry. Two,
yeah, I had that. No, get that shit
I,
off.
I don't know if I said
the rest.
Get that shit
I was
off.
Singing the song Charles in Charge in my head.
I think I said this earlier. There's two people that I absolutely did not like. I don't like to use the word hate. Did not like on this cast. And it is literally Sarah's team. It was Joseph and Kimo. I did not want them in any way, shape, or form. Did not like them.
Listen, I'm not saying like my picks are people that I would like choose on the outside.
Okay. Westhoff and Charles, you will understand this reference. Kimo gave me heavy Banu vibes from last season's Survivor.
Yes.
No.
A million
heavy Banu.
Million hearts.
No.
Yes.
The win 750,000 hearts.
And one of my notes is if I have to sit through an entire season of hearing lap claps in the fucking diary room because this motherfucker keeps doing this.
Listen, I do not like Charles and I are on the same wavelength today. I went through my entire body. I remember being annoyed at his interview when I saw it. But sitting here looking at his little face, I just
and
think
picturing
that
this every Sarah, 30 seconds.
Sarah, did we not say this last season of this show about Banu? His cute little face, little innocent. I'm not here for a million dollars, I'm here for a million hearts.
And I just think that face, like, no one's going to send him.
Richard, I can't believe you and I are agreeing on this right now. This is wild.
I just think he's too precious to send him. I love you.
You are the first person I've ever met that like watches this show with me that has liked him. Ten people, and you are one.
Okay, listen. I didn't.
What is this Lady Gaga shit?
I did not say that I personally like the people I'm choosing.
I do think
that Joseph, he was my first pick, right? I think that he could show some red flag qualities for sure.
I'll also say,
Dalton pointed out two red flag qualities.
I don't think he's gonna win, but I do think he could get real close, like a little Bowie Jane.
I think he's gonna be somebody's Izzy. He's gonna go to the mastermind.
If he's the FBJ of this season, I quit.
He's gonna be a shoo-in. Okay, there's only one winner, and I picked my winner with the first pick.
My second pick
was the runner up. Okay.
Charles, can we make a pact? Officially, if Kimo becomes the FBJ of this season, every episode there will
total
be
darkness.
Like there at least be 3 minutes of us just ragging
total darkness
on this. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, so pact is made.
Me and Charles are finally on the same page about something. Yep. It's taken us 3 seasons of this show, but we finally are.
You know what? I'm here for it.
Sarah, you're still on the board. You got one more to go.
I was gone for a long time. What have you guys been doing? You didn't pick the second pick?
Arguing about
Kimo. About Kimo, Kimo, whatever.
Oh, no. Kimo's a legendary pick. I'm all on board, Sarah.
Dalton, you've made two. So. Congrats.
Don't let them talk shit.
Dalton knows where it's at.
Dalton, you make two. Congrats, my friend. Two people that like him.
40% of the way. I think we can flip West off, and it'll be 3 out of 5 here.
He's third to last on my list.
I won't tell you where he was on my list before, but Sarah, I got you. Woo!
Hey, Dalton, let me take a shot in the dark. 10.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
Last pick. I'm picking Leah.
Oh. That's what I want.
Yes. Richard,
we are
on opposite ends of the totem pole tonight.
Hey, Sarah, your three picks are three of the bottom four on my draft board.
Sarah,
okay, we'll see who lands on top at the end of this. Okay, Sarah,
Leah's fifth for me, so I good job.
Yeah. Leah's gonna be the other half of this year's showman. I was in between Leah and Chelsea.
It's gonna be Leah and Cam.
As Chelsea's picture was looking at me, I'm like, I've got to choose her. But then I remember Leah's like preview video and being like slightly impressed. Not hugely, but slightly. However, if she gets in that stupid showmans with what's his face up at Cam. The top left,
Cam,
I will not be happy with that.
My one note for Leah was why. Am I getting America vibe? So this is right
yes.
on point.
That is this year's AmeriCorps.
America vibes. But Richard, slow your roll. That is no.
Love, Sarah. Love. All love. I'm manifesting that for you.
It's also a good pick at this stage.
Leah in this year's showmance.
Better watch out.
I'm manifesting this for you.
All right. Charles, you're up.
Watch out, Richard.
Somehow you and Dalton got switched on my screen, but you're up next.
I'm happy with my picks.
Well, now I'm also just kind of analyzing because let's see. Sarah, you have all four of yours, right?
Three.
Three. Okay, cool. I'm trying to see if...
Charles, this is your last pick.
Yeah, it's three total.
Oh, okay. Then I don't have to worry
about it. So make it count.
Well, I screwed it up yet again.
For me, that means nothing at this point. But
Charles, that's me in that boat. I have to pick one out of the last two remaining people after your scraps are left.
And that's what I was trying to decide, is if I was going to end up having to pick someone I just Andrew's absolutely gonna be don't 16, want.
Right? I can tell now.
I'm going to go ahead because I need a pretty guy, and I'm going to say Cedric.
That was my three. That was my three, Charles.
He's either going to be the first one out, or he's going to make it really far.
He's going to peacock the hell out of week one.
It's gonna be it's gonna be a rough landing for
There's four people left on this board, two of which I'm okay with and two of which I'm not okay with. So please do not screw me over again, pleading to my bosses.
Go, Charles, do it.
That's Dalton.
Oh, I officially picked Cedric. Cedric's mine.
Yeah,
it's Dalton. I was gonna say,
go Dalton.
I think I need to comment on the pick first. So Cedric, I think, is a younger version of Cody from back in the day. I think he's for sure going to get in a showmance, and it's either going to blow up or it's going to be great, Charles. So
I feel like Cedric, now, admittedly, I look at Cedric and think that he's like 17.
Yeah, so he looks the so thought young of him, to be in a showmance. Yeah,
exactly. The thought of him being in a showmance is like, oh, cool, I'm going to go get a handy in a bathroom and.
One worry about Cedric was that
holy cow.
My one worry about Cedric
jury after dark.
Oh God. My one worry about Cedric was if he was gonna try too hard. Because he is the guy that will go in guns a blazing.
Yeah. He's gonna try and win that first HOH for sure.
Hey, he's in there fighting for his family. Let's go.
But yeah,
Dalton. You should always try and win the first HOH. Sarah, you should know that better than anyone. But Dalton, you're on the call.
I would never throw a comp.
So this is an easy choice. And also, Westhoff Pooch would say otherwise. Brooklyn.
We'll see what that
easy.
Happened. Yes. Yes.
Easy.
That was the lowest person left for me.
My number five me on too, the big Richard. Board.
Hey, hey, Dalton, you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Real life close friends with Aaron, the racist from BB15.
Really?
Enjoy, my friend.
I like how he just said, really?
Can I pull my pick?
It's locked.
You want to trade?
There's only one strong mom that's going to win Big Brother. Give me Kenny. It's me. So it's not Brooklyn.
Sarah, that's what I got too. Watching her interviews, the only answer she had for anything for the whole hour I watched.
That she's a mother.
She's a mom. I had learned nothing else about her.
The mom that is going to kick ass in Big Brother is me. I'm sorry, Brooklyn. You're not going to be able to do it.
Hey, fucking get on there, Sarah. Get it. Get it.
Sarah, this year you're going to lose this draft, and we'll record your thing, and I'll interview you, and we'll send the tape in this time.
Oh my God!
Clip this right here. Clip that sentence. The only mom that's winning Big Brother is me. Clip that.
Oh, I guess that's
true. When I saw her interview, I had like this inner rivalry like come out, and I'm like. You are not winning this.
So,
like, that is my job. Okay, bye, Brooklyn.
I love that.
Westhoff, I know who you're not taking, so you're essentially telling me who to pick from these two. So,
Sarah, also, does that mean she's formidable if you see, like, there's, like, natural competition? Because that's kind of how I take that.
I don't know. She just, I feel like, I don't know how it's going to go for her. It's either going to go really well or really badly. But listen, she just like, no, nope.
So what I meant to say before I did select Brooklyn was, can I go with the mystery pick? Just with the guest who we don't know yet?
I was so close to asking
you
that too.
You wish.
I didn't want to say.
I also thought about
Dalton,
that.
I would like to roll the dice.
I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I kind of want to save that for mine, but yeah. Westhoff, you're up, I guess.
All right, my pick. I will not be selecting Angela. She will be the 16th.
Yeah, I knew.
We already know. Yeah. I called that a while ago. But
I keep forgetting about Angela because she's in the corner.
Actually,
Who are you going to leave me with, Westhoff?
I only wrote down 15 names. I wonder who I left off because all three of these are left on my list. Let me see. According to my list, one of the people left never even made my list. It's not Angela. I put Angela last on purpose.
Can I guess? Is it Chelsea that didn't make the list?
Correct.
Yep.
And Lisa is my second to last pick, and Angela is my last pick. So here we are.
I actually had Chelsea higher than Lisa, but here's my current predicament.
You want to help me out with my pick by telling me how your thoughts? Because you're all right.
I was gonna say I'm genuinely considering Angela, and I'll tell you why in a bit. I'm genuinely considering her.
Here's my thought process. I don't remember a single thing Chelsea said. Like, there's nothing memorable from her interviews. Nothing sticks out.
Blocked it out.
She didn't even make my list, so there's nothing there. So to me, that's a mystery pick. Angela, she screams Summer of Steve to me out of the house on premiere night. So do I go with mystery or do I go with Lisa, who kind of weirds, like she gives off vibes like she's going to be Bowie Jane. Like she's going to be the weirdo.
She gives me weirder vibes than Joseph does.
But like, here's the kicker, though. Here's the kicker.
Same, Charles, same.
She is a professional chef. And if I've learned one thing from watching the live feeds, it's if you can cook.
So you want a team not for Big Brother, but for MasterChef. Understood, no, Gordon Ramsay.
I'm telling you, in the house, people will literally consider whether or not to evict you because they like the way you cook. They'll be like, we can wait till next week. You know, we don't want to lose the meals we're getting.
That's but I'm going to tell you, if I'm in the house with her,
does it mean anything if you're eating slop?
Not eating that meal.
I've got Matt. I've got.
You have Matt and Tucker. I got you. You've fit a theme here, Westhoff.
Yeah, I need.
Go with Lisa.
Ladies and gents, Daniel.
She said she
likes pretty boys.
She said she likes Rachel Riley, so you know she's going to compete at least.
I did just binge the Amazing Race season that Rachel was on. All right, I'm going with Lisa. Fuck, that means I even prepped the graphic. I was ready to instantly turn it to Chelsea because she was the one I was going to go with. I'm going with Lisa because of the whole cooking thing. I
get that.
I feel good about that.
I considered it.
Well, and can I ask, like, not being a live feeder, is this something that's like actually like talked about? Like, hey, we're going to take out this person, but they're really good at cooking, so we'll wait a week? Or are you just saying that?
No, 100%. Like the last few seasons, that has been an active part of the game where people have survived an extra week because they either clean up the house way more than anyone else, or they cook for everyone, make themselves a valuable asset to daily life. And then if you're between two people and one's a good cook and the other person's a nothing, they go with a nothing person. So,
can you cite examples?
I'm curious. Like a teacher. No, I'm you sound curious. Like a teacher right now. You don't have enough examples to support your case.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
If you remember curious. Crazy Sam from Tyler's season, she was Tyler's like secret, like hidden number four, but she also was the one who cooked every night before she went a little crazy. I'm trying to think on who, like, that's why some of the older players stick around a long time. Sorry, I've watched so much Survivor in the last 6 months. I barely remember Big Brother anymore. So I don't have a good example to bring to the table because I've seen Richard. 15 seasons of Survivor since last year. So
I win.
Yeah. Well, what about Nicole? I feel like Nicole was like a professional chef a few seasons ago. And she like,
yeah but she wasn't. He was the main bully of Taylor and the whole reason why Taylor won the game.
Well, does Lisa could be a bully too. You know, you don't know.
It could be just the chef personality.
Well, Sarah, I didn't think about that. I guess I should change. Actually, no, I'm not going with Lisa. Oh yeah, I am going with Lisa. All right. Sorry, I'm trying to update this graphic. Someone else talked. Richard, you're on the clock.
So here's where my mind is going. I actually liked Chelsea. Chelsea was eighth on my board. Angela, I am genuinely considering because I think that's a throw pick. Hopefully, if I pick Angela, I will hope that she actually like goes home first and I get whoever number 17 is.
No, you want her to go
first.
You want her to go home second.
Okay, Richard, try and be strategic or second, about
whatever,
it.
We'll whatever. Yeah. That's the thing, though, because I could also pick Angela and it completely backfires and she goes home like third. And then I get screwed because now I'm stuck with Angela.
Can you imagine?
You know what? Somebody else can get stuck with Angela. I'm going to take Chelsea.
Can you tell me something about her?
No, I liked Chelsea. Good attitude. Again, aware of social game mixed with strategic. Anybody that was on the top half of my list, so Chelsea, and I will extend Lisa because Lisa was my number nine, up, I was okay with. Even Mackenzie at 10. Angela was 11 for me. I don't know.
Sorry, Angela.
There were surprisingly people that I liked less than Angela.
Can you tell
namely,
us? Because I'm
namely,
wondering.
Namely, just because for fun, Matt, Leah, Brooklyn, Chemo, Joseph.
You put Matt below Angela. I'm offended. That was my number one
pick. Douchey wants to play the game. Strategic players that are willing to be villainous.
Who won
the
game the
anymore.
Last 3 out of 4 years? That exact player.
But that's what the season is for, to break trends. I specifically had like Rubina, Quinn, then Cedric, then Kenny, then Takor, Cam, Tucker, Chelsea, Lisa, Mackenzie, Angela at 11. I thought by some miracle Cedric might flow down to me and I might be able to walk away from this draft saying that I got my top three. I knew there was a really low likelihood of that. And honestly, if one of my picks goes home first or second, actually, if they go home second, not crying. If they go home first, crying. I really don't feel like getting Angela. But I will say, I feel like Angela might surprise people. There's some hope there for Angela. I like the Dalton, and I did not have her in our bottom three.
All right, real quick before we wrap up the show. Does anyone have any good guesses or insights into who this mystery house guest has been? I haven't been on Twitter really. I haven't really.
Twitter is saying AI.
I know. I did see that.
No.
What does that mean? I also heard
it says they're voting on it, right?
Like a computer or some shit. Like maybe some computer. I've also heard the theory that it's a super fan, somebody who studied the game inside and out for years. So the theory with that is that it would be someone from Rob Has a Podcast. That's the two that I've heard, AI or an absolute like super fan, like studied the game for years type of crap. I have heard the fan vote. I have heard that it could be a fan vote, but
no, I heard that the house guests are voting.
Yeah, I heard.
No, they're voting whether or not someone gets to come into the competition or not.
Oh, I thought it said that they're voting for the person that's coming in.
I thought it said a fan. I thought it said a fan
vote. No, they get to vote whether or not they want to bring someone else in. For me, I'm like, why would you ever want to bring someone else in? But I'm like, they wouldn't tease it unless
I think it would also
probably were going to bring someone in.
There's a part of people that you would want them to another person because it's another number that you can try to get to your side.
And it'll be a big target if they're the
mystery. It's a matter of if you think it's somebody that you can work with.
It's just such a risk of like bringing back a returning player, bringing back a Rob Has a Podcast person, bringing in a random Survivor player like Sari. Like there are just so many toss-ups that I would never choose to bring someone else. I mean, you're then fighting against that person for the
Big Brother Twitter is currently honestly people.
I think it would be a returning player, if anything. Like, I mean, it would be crazy to see.
If it is a returning player, who would you want it to be?
Have we heard from Taryn?
Yeah. Well,
yes, that's the person thing. Who made the TikTok that me and Wes off were talking about.
He responded.
But was he videoed?
Yeah, yes. He was responding to the no rewind and recording feature of the live feeds, meaning it was in the last few days, so it's not him.
Okay. Because well, if I lost Taryn dreaming, Sarah, for the I summer, if I lost Taryn for the summer, I'd be devastated.
Well, Sarah, hopefully I can convince you to watch the next season of Big Brother, given that someone from Mob Has a Podcast is on it.
And more next numbers season? For the bitter jury.
No.
Next season of Survivor. You mean Aisha's on it.
Yeah, that's what
I already did know. I say that? Old
Richard,
news,
mission
Richard.
Accomplished. Sarah's seen like 12 seasons of Survivor.
Good.
Are you kidding good. Me, Richard?
We're winning here.
I know Survivor
we're winning here.
Is
Richard,
well
Dalton's
as
your next.
This is a
turn.
Win.
Dalton, you're next.
Dalton, you're next. Yeah,
don't try it with me. It's not happening.
I've heard that before in Squid Games, and you ended up watching that. So,
oh, Squid Game was unbelievable. So, can we do a straw poll right here? Who thinks that the house is going to vote for the mystery player to, is it to play the competition or is it to come into the house?
I heard it's
come
to
come into the house. House.
I heard it's
come into the house. Who thinks that they're going to vote yes on that?
I think production's going to convince them.
Yeah,
to
I think they won't have
yes.
a choice. Like, what would they do? They,
yeah, like
they hype
I
this
think
up and then they'd be like,
they're
not doing it.
For who
you
it
know,
is.
Just cancel it.
Well, but if the house is voting, that would like they're going to manipulate it.
They'd have to. Why would you go through a whole thing to bring on Derek? And then they're like, all right, you want to vote him in? And the whole cast says, nope, we don't want him.
Gonna,
and then you're like, all right, let's keep playing the game.
If it's a former player, they're going to keep
prep
it.
Them.
I also think if it's a former player, they're going to keep it a mystery. And just like, you can let this random human being into the house.
Or well, maybe so if you let someone in, and if you don't, three people are going home on.
Yeah, it's going to be incentivized. It's going to be incentivized.
If it's a threat, then sure.
Wait, so are you guys saying that production is like heavy handed?
I think that they're soft handed.
I think that if
you speak from experience, Dalton,
did have a say in the 17th person, they'd probably tell them before walking in. Hey, there's going to be another person. We need you to vote that one.
If you want that. You know, check that comes with just being on the show, you'll vote yes. All right. I think that's a good point to wrap this up. Let's go around the horn one more time. Give me your feeling on your team, your predictions for the season, what you're looking forward to, any other thoughts on your mind. Let's go reverse order this time. Richard, give me your final thoughts here.
I'm really happy given that I got my number one and two. I knew that if there was any group of people that I had a good shot of actually getting the people I wanted to, I had a feeling it would be Sarah and Charles because I usually have differing opinions. That's why I kind of like got scared when I saw Dalton's face pop up because I was like, I don't know what Dalton likes in players. And I was like, he might just pick my people. And there went Kenny in the first round. So all things considered, I'm really happy. I am just hoping to God that I don't have to do whatever punishment because I just no. I got too much life to live.
Guys, I kept those hot sauces for like another month and used them on my like breakfast and like my tacos. They were fantastic. I had some stomach issues for like a straight month. I don't know if that was a coincidence, but just kidding.
Oh,
Sarah, give me your final thoughts on your team, what you're looking forward to.
I think my team is really well-rounded. If there were other people that I would have potentially included on my draft, it would have been Rubina. Is that her name?
You liked her too?
Yeah. Tucker and Takor. Those three were like super on my radar as well. So I was kind of in between like those six. So yes, I think my draft is well-rounded, but I'll definitely watch those other players because I want to see like where they go to.
All right. Charles in charge. Sorry, this song's been in my head this entire time. Any final thoughts, Charles?
What? You're taking me back to my childhood.
I've been watching Young Sheldon. What can I say?
No, not even that. Everybody would just look at me and say, oh, there's Charles in charge. Good for you to be original for once. But with that being said, comments on my draft? Sure. I'm looking forward to this season. One, because it's Big Brother. And you all know that I'm here for the drama. I'm here for the TV. And I am here for the arguments, but this season I'm here for new beginnings, because now Daniel and Richard and I have bonded on a dislike of player level that I never thought possible. So I'm here for everything that happens after that, except eating hot stuff.
This is for you, Charles.
You know what? If, by the end of this season, I may get to the point that I'm a survivor purist.
At least this season isn't 100 days.
This is already going to be brutal, but hopefully.
Hey, listen, if this season was as long as last season, I wouldn't be surprised if Charles joined my ship, honestly.
I know. No, with that being said, though, I am excited. Everybody knows, too. And, you know, Pooch, if you're listening to this, I can get a little mean on here sometimes, but I'm a good guy. I like to stir up the pot a little bit, so.
Well, speaking of a pot stir, Dalton, what are your final thoughts heading into the season?
Yeah, I was going to say everything that I said, Pooch, if you're listening, I meant every word and I'd say it to your face. So that's where we'll start. But
do we want to give Pooch Angela in number 17?
Yes.
We'll offer it up. We'll see what he's thinking. But to my team, I've got three of my top five on my big board, which, you know, you can't come out any cleaner than that. Takor and Tucker are the two that I missed out on. So I'm jealous of Westhoff. Westhoff, did you take both of those? Did you take just Tucker?
No, Charles had Takor.
Charles, yeah, Takor. Great choice. But I also have a suggestion, you know, since we haven't really decided on the penalty yet. Okay. What about going skydiving?
No,
I'm gonna leave this Zoom call right now.
Do what?
I'm leaving the Zoom call.
You guys don't want the spice. I mean, this is like, you know, a memory that you'll never forget.
Dalton,
we'll all throw in.
Dalton, what budget do you have, my friend? I don't have the money to go skydiving.
What do you mean budget? What is it? $100? $150? We'll all throw in $10.
You think I have $100, $150 to throw on skydiving?
No. Richard, I do, because you just bought Madden and a PlayStation. So.
Dalton,
we're not mad.
Dalton,
NCAA.
I'm in college, my friend. Like,
all right. So
broke.
Listen, so I have two kids. We're doing it?
Hey, I don't have any of those.
I'm actually shocked.
These sound like excuses.
Jump at that.
Let's discuss this on a future on the next episode. We can discuss this further.
We'll table it. Not made it out of a situation like that. And I just cannot put myself through.
So can we add an alternative? Instead of skydiving, I fly. If this is what we land on.
I'll only go skydiving if I'm being filmed on like The Bachelorette or something, because they'll never let me die that way.
Well, Sarah, think of it this way. This could be your application for Big Brother next year. I'm a mom. I'm Sarah. And I go, like, I went skydiving because I lost the big, like, Bitter Jury podcast. Like, I'm a super fan. Boom. Love it. Sarah's in. I know Sarah's in. Who else can I get?
Rap wannabe. Not me.
All right. I hate that idea, but we'll reconvene on this next podcast.
We'll table it.
How about this?
If Dalton shows up again, then we'll have the conversation.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Call him out.
That's a good one. Hat tip to that one. That was good.
All right. Well, my final thought is I am just ready for live feeds. I have been sitting writing code for, you know, a week straight. I need a new side screen. I've been watching Young Sheldon. That's how desperate I've gotten. So it's time for live feeds. I'm ready for it. Ready to get into all the details. We'll be here all season long doing weekly recaps and whatnot. Maybe even a couple times a week. We'll see. So with that in mind, let's get this season started. And I don't have a good closing line for this. Richard, you've been closing these out normally, so I'll shake this rust off as we get into the season. But for now, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, please give us a like on all of the platforms, you know, and we'll see you next time. Bye.